Never you would not expect that shit, but hey, sometimes that shit be happening, man. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Kenny Sounds once again with a brand new episode. Chop It Up Podcast, man. God damn. What's up with everybody? How y'all doing this beautiful Saturday morning, man? Ooh-wee. A lot of stuff we gotta get into, a lot of shit we need to cover. I do just want to start it off with my morning prayer. Just want to put it out there so, you know, everybody could also, like, get their brain in the right place and start thinking about the right things too, man, because shit, you gotta start it off with God, bro. Everybody need to start their stuff off with an early morning prayer for sure, so let's do that, shall we? Father God, I thank you for allowing us to wake up today on this beautiful morning, beautiful Saturday. I pray that you just continue to watch over us, continue to make sure that we're okay, continue to look over us and make sure that we have good health, make sure that a lot of things that's going on in our lives that we're not in control of, please just remind us that a lot of things, certain things that we go through is a trial, some things we go through is an obstacle, some things that we go through is to learn from our mistakes, not to keep going through those same situations again. So Father, if any of the people that I'm talking to and that I'm describing, I pray that you just help them understand whatever that they're going through right now, Father, is just a temporary thing. It's not forever. It's not permanent. You go through certain things for a reason because, God, you put us through certain things for a reason to see how strong we are, and you know the strength that we have. We just have to find it within ourselves, Father. So I pray that you just help us remember that. I pray that you just keep us on the right track with good things. Help us stay with a positive mindset. Even though it's so hard nowadays to stay positive, it's so hard to spread positivity, it's so hard to show love. When it's so easy to be hateful and to be jealous and envious of people, especially people you don't know of, Father. So I just pray for those people that is having a hard time with those problems, dealing with those obstacles, may recognize a thing or two about some of those issues, Father. And I just pray for those people because we're not perfect. I pray that you watch over all of us. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen and amen. But man, all right, bro. I want to just start getting, you know, naming all the shit off the list first. So why don't we just go on ahead and get into it, shall we? Let's get into this Young Thug interrogation clip, nigga. Now, bro, I know y'all probably heard about this shit. And y'all probably done seen a clip or two about it. But nah, bro. Nah. Y'all gotta go really go do your homework and go look at this shit. Because this shit is crazy, bro. Now, this is another thing that they was talking about with the clip. So the interrogation clip basically shows Young Thug. He got picked up the same day, I guess, when he got, you know, hit for that shooting shit for shooting up Lil Wayne's tour bus, right? So they interrogating the nigga, man, and they ask him out of nowhere, so is it true that you're affiliated with Birdman and Lil Wayne as bloods, and you guys are this, and you guys are that, and blah, blah, blah. And so after that, Young Thug looking at the nigga like, what are you talking about? And he was like, bro, I don't know what you speaking on. Yeah, I don't know where all this shit is coming from, but I plead fifth. That's basically what this nigga Thug was doing, bro. That nigga was like, man, I ain't no blood. That's just entertainment, man. That's just entertainment. And he started laughing his ass off and everything. And so after that, shit, bro, them niggas started sitting there trying to make him look more incriminating by saying, yeah, well, you know, Young Thug, he was in the interrogation room and he was speaking to us about a few things and blah, blah, blah. Then when they was like trying to talk about, okay, so what did you guys talk about? Young Thug wasn't trying to talk about it. The police was bringing it up, but they wasn't in full detail about the shit. So that goes to show you, bro. That goes to show you right there. You feel me? Like, police can do anything to flip your shit, make you look crazy, make you look like a snitch, all that. And niggas got the power to. Why do you think this footage just got leaked out of nowhere? Like, that ain't no damn coincidence. His trial is coming up. They just now got a whole brand new jury so they could stop bullshitting and finally get this shit over with. Like, I ain't gonna lie, man. There ain't no damn coincidence that they doing that shit. They doing that for a reason because they want Young Thug to look bad. And then they want all the people who's a part of the damn jury and the trial and shit. They want a lot of them motherfuckers, like, you know, have a biased opinion about them. And they'll be like, okay, well, we don't really know, bro. We don't listen to his music at all. But just hearing this part and knowing about, okay, well, he talked to the police about this, that, and the third. Come on, man. As soon as motherfuckers say that, they already gonna sway their opinion. That's another reason why a lot of those clips get released. They sway the people's opinion and change how they, you know, their view of that particular person. But at the end of the day, shit, ain't no telling, bro. Ain't no fucking telling. So at the end of the day, shit, man, it's just fucked up to hear that shit about Young Thug. And to just hear about the updates about, like, what they doing. Because, shit, they ain't doing no real updates. All they doing is just some updates about, okay, well, he spoke to the police. He did this. He did that. And he blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know, man. Some fucked up ass shit to hear. But, you know, it was like what I was telling my people, though, man. You don't get yourself in these situations unless you don't give a fuck. If you don't give a fuck about where your fucking future is going at the time, you ain't thinking about, okay, like, well, bro, I don't know what I may be doing years from now, so let me just, you know, be on the up and up with certain things, not do this, not do that. Nah, bro, that nigga Young Thug didn't give a fuck about none of that shit. He wasn't thinking about none of that shit at the time. That nigga was like, bro, fuck that. We got jewelry, we thugging. We doing some dumb shit. You feel me? So it's like, at the end of the day, whether people like it or not, man, whether people listen to Young Thug or not, you gotta understand what the nigga did to put himself in that situation. As bad as it is and as fucked up as it sounds, like, yeah, bro, it's fucked up to hear that shit. But at the same time, bro did that to himself. A lot of motherfuckers is trying to tell him, like, bro, don't, you know, don't get caught up with that shit. You nigga need to chill out that shit. Nigga was telling me, calm down, you ain't gotta do this shit no more. Ain't no telling what niggas probably was telling him. But I'm pretty sure it was a few people around him probably was like, bro, you ain't even gotta be bothered with this shit no more. Like, bro, like, worry about you. Nigga wasn't worried about him no more, man. And that's the shit that happened. But like I said, you know, at the end of the day, bro, it's fucked up. Hate hearing that shit. But motherfuckers do that shit to themselves, man. When you got the whole world singing your shit, whole world fuck with you, and you still find a way to fuck that up, that's on you, man. That's on you, man. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, bro, shit, it is what it is. Niggas can't sit there and just be like, oh, well, you know, Young Thug wasn't trying to do that, and he wasn't trying to, man, niggas can't sit there and say that. Niggas don't really know what he was doing. Like I said, you know, niggas don't know what niggas was doing behind the scenes. So at the end of the day, ain't no telling what this nigga was up to, what he was into, and who he had, like, a part of his shit. Because like I said, you know, Young YSL, bro, it's not just him. He had a lot of motherfuckers a part of this shit with him. So with that being said, it's a lot of people that's in charge of the shit, too. It's a lot of people that's also named in it. You got a lot of motherfuckers who also got named, they got questioned, the motherfuckers also got pressure applied on them, and them niggas ain't even snitching on Thug. So just that itself should go to show motherfuckers, bro, like, a lot of crazy shit going on. A lot of crazy shit going on. And it's a lot of other shit that we don't know about. So it's like, with this shit being brought to the light, a lot of niggas is gonna be confused, because they're gonna be like, well, damn, bro, I didn't even know Young Thug did that shit. Shit, we all didn't know Young Thug did that shit. So, we all finding out at the same time, man. We all finding out at the same time. Yo, yo, yo. What's up with y'all, man? I had to come back with another one. Because, boy, goddamn. It's like every time, man. It's always some crazy shit with somebody's son, or somebody's daughter, somebody's daddy, somebody's mom. I don't know, man. It's just always some crazy shit. It's always some crazy shit, man. Shit is wild as hell, man. This nigga King Harry, bro. T.I.'s son, bro. I don't know, man. Bro went viral for, like, you know, he, I guess, supposedly he was standing on business, you feel me? But I don't know, man. I don't really know, bro. Hey, basically, his dad was performing at the Falcons and Saints football game. He was getting ready to perform and all this other shit, you feel me? Now, what happened was, I'm guessing, like, you know, Kane was there to support his dad for, like, you know, doing the performance. And, you know, they all there together as a family type shit. So, makes sense why you're there, right? Man, just some crazy ass shit, though. Because this nigga, he started getting in an argument with his mom and dad over the fact that they, like, you know, they took care of him. He was in a gated community for, like, you know, the beginning of his childhood and all this other shit. But my thing is this. Like, you know, parents went out their way to make sure that you was good. So why are you so upset about that? Like, it seemed like he's embarrassed or ashamed of that. This nigga was like, I didn't want to be in the gates. I want to go to the neighborhood. And then was like, want to live with his grandma. And then the niggas was sitting there talking about, oh, yeah. You ever had a roach in your ear? You ever woke up with roaches on your face? So it's like, you know, basically letting it be known, like, nigga, you never really had to deal with a fucked up upbringing. So for him to sit there and make it such a big issue talking about, oh, I stand on business and I this. Why you let him try me like that? Why you let him try to play me like that? And bruh, at the end of the day, bro, whether you look at it like, you know, like you're spoiled or not, nigga, you was brought up a certain way. And not just that, but it's like, you know, your dad, for sure, made sure that you didn't have to ever feel like you had to go to the streets. Made you feel like you ain't ever got to do that shit. So for you to feel like you have to go do that and you have to go embarrass yourself and your family, that's dumb shit. You know, that's dumb, small-minded shit. Especially if motherfuckers have already told you, nigga, you know, you got a good upbringing type shit. You got a good thing. Don't fuck it up. Why would you want to fuck it up? You feel me? That's the shit that don't make sense to me. That got me kind of like confused with the nigga. Because I'm just like, damn, dude. Anybody with common sense will understand, like, oh, damn. You know, it takes a lot for motherfuckers to even get where they at. Especially with T.I., his wife, the family. All that, you know, it takes a minute, man. So, the niggas will sit there and not take advantage of that shit. And be grateful of what their parents had to go through type shit, then I don't know, bruh. But it's like, you know, niggas said what they said. He was talking about, oh yeah, I stand on business. Niggas try to act like, you know, motherfuckers never said I was a mistake. And all, nigga was just going through emotions, bro. Like, he got on Instagram and was posting so much shit. Talking about, oh, niggas acting like they never said I was a mistake. And niggas said this. And nigga, I'm like, bro, you exposing too much shit. And at the end of the day, you got to play your cards right, bruh. Like, knowing damn well what your parents already went through, and then versus what they already probably, like, had to go through by trying to make sure everybody in the family was good, everyone in the house was right. Ain't no telling. I don't know the whole story of shit, but it just seemed like, I don't know, bruh. Niggas should be more grateful about what their parents had to do. And then making sure that you are all right. Making sure that your sister is okay. Your other brothers is good. I mean, goddamn, niggas should understand. At the end of the day, dude, like, nigga, you're not from the hood. That's why I'm like, I don't understand why it's so hard for this nigga to realize, like, bro, what niggas who's in the hood right now is even trying to get out the hood. So for you to sit there and act like, you know, oh yeah, I'm really from the trenches. We could go to the bando. We could go right here. We could blah blah. Nigga, you want to be from that shit so bad. Like, it's like what your dad said in the interview. You want to be ghetto and want to be from the ghetto so bad. It's embarrassing. And it's like, it's so embarrassing and ignorant looking. Like, why would you want to be a part of that dumb shit? You feel me? Like, for real though, why would you want to be a part of that dumbass shit, knowing the consequences of the shit, you know, trying to be affiliated and act like you down for the hood? Whole time you acting like you down for the hood trying to put you under, nigga. And any real nigga, anybody who experienced, like, anything of that, that's from the hood, don't want any parts of that. They don't want no parts. So for a nigga to sit there and talk about, oh yeah, we can go to the bando. I ain't from no silver spoon. I ain't never been this. I ain't never been that. Y'all always send me to grandma's house. Nigga, you're a bold-faced lie. You're a bold-faced lie. And the whole time the niggas over there trying to make sure that you good. They're trying to make sure that you doing what you supposed to do. They're trying to turn you into a businessman. All kinds of shit. But, you know, on the other hand, you don't want to do that shit. It was like what they said. You want to go to grandma's house because you can suck on that pacifier and you can cry like a baby and act like a kid. Which, it's like, you know, which is nothing wrong with. Of course, you know, kids want to be kids and they want to hang around their friends they age. But it didn't seem like they was trying not to let you hang around your friends and shit. It was just like they just wanted you to be more business-minded. Like, since you say you stand on business, that's what they was teaching you, nigga, to stand on your business. Not being no hood, fucking with motherfuckers that ain't got nothing to do with what you got going on. Then eventually, they probably turn around and use you for extortion. Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. Nigga, you damn near the same color as me, nigga. Talking about standing on business. Nigga, you can't stand on business. You bruise too easy. Shit. Like that nigga Charleston said. How a little nigga like you gonna stand on business? And nigga, you gonna turn all different colors as soon as the nigga punch you. Nigga, you ain't gonna stand on business. Nigga, you gonna change colors when you get hit. Then, it's another thing. Like, you know, it's like what motherfuckers was saying. Like, if motherfuckers did what they were supposed to do to make sure that you good, make sure that you got a nice lifestyle, you and your brothers, so y'all could be able to post what y'all want, say what you want, so you could be turning around acting like you not from the suburbs and shit. I mean, that's basically kind of like what he did all that shit for, so you niggas could act like that. But once he realized you niggas was sitting there doing all that other extra shit, bro, come on, especially you, King. Like, nigga, you should know way more better than that. But it's like what motherfuckers say, though, man. Also, it's like, you know, sometimes motherfuckers get in your ear and people don't have what you have. And if they realize that they could kind of, like, flip your mindset on shit and have you thinking, like, oh, yeah, you don't deserve none of that shit, nigga. You really need to be in the ghetto. You really need to be right there. You really need to whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop. There's probably somebody in his brain brainwashing him. I mean, in his ear brainwashing him. My fault. But like I said, though, man, like, just too many. It's too many moments of those where you got hella motherfuckers doing that shit. But then they got the nerve to turn around and be like, oh, man, I don't know why he's sitting there acting like that. And the whole time, one of them niggas probably gave that nigga the idea of thinking that way. So I'm like, man, ain't no fucking telling. Ain't no fucking telling. It always be somebody in the cuts behind the scenes, always trying to, like, you know, make a motherfucker think differently about their own situation, or try to, like, you know, flip the script and make them be like, yeah, bro, because you know that nigga this and whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop. So that's why niggas ain't really fucking with him too much. And, like, you know, motherfuckers will always sit there and try to flip the script on you, bro. But that's why a lot of people don't be, you know, sitting there trying to put their business all out there like that. But like I said, though, man, you know, everybody different. Everybody different. But that shit with T.I. and his son, it's just wild. And I don't know. I just feel like he just going through a little phase right now. But at the same time, like, bro, you at the point that you at, niggas can't be going through no phases, especially about no shit like that, bruh. Like, at the end of the day, niggas already know, like, it's motherfuckers out there that's really going through it. That's really doing bad. So, for you to sit there and be one of the niggas that actually successful, you got some shit, you got some good shit going for yourself. But you acting like you're willing to throw that shit away just so you could be like, oh yeah, I'm that nigga and I stand on business and I whoopie whoop whoop whoop. Bruh, at the end of the day, not everybody is gonna sit there and give a fuck about what you saying, especially about talking about standing on business. Man, bro, ain't nobody ever seen you really stand on business. That's the crazy part. Everybody and their mama on Instagram was talking about, oh yeah, I seen videos of him fighting. He really do stand on business. Dude, that's a little light-skinned monkey. That nigga damn near the same color as me. Now, if y'all niggas keep hyping that shit up, it's gonna get worse. That nigga might get locked up. Or somebody might do exactly what I said. Extortion. So if that happens, if he get extorted, hey, that's on him. That's on him, bro. Niggas was already saying, like, you know, you need to go sit down and chill out with all that little high-headed shit that you're doing. Then you embarrassed yourself and your family at the fucking football game. That's why niggas was looking at him crazy, like, bro, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, there's a lot of people that wish they was in his position. You feel me? Like, when it comes to having, like, parents that are successful when it comes to business shit, and then also, they got T.I. performing at the little football game shit. So that go to show you, your dad's still popping, bruh. Your dad still got some buzz. So for you to sit there and you trying to, like, you know, do all that extra shit, you basically just embarrassing yourself, dog. That's embarrassing, bro. You ain't trying to embarrass yourself. You know, at the end of the day, you gotta, like, you know, of course, yeah, motherfuckers gonna sit there and go through some phases, probably have some up and downs with their dad and shit. Everybody got their ups and downs with their parents and shit. It's understandable, but come on, dog. You over here talking about, yeah, because y'all said I was a mistake and y'all said this. Because he was just going on a whole tangent with some shit that ain't had nothing to do with the whole situation. So I was like, oh, yeah, it just sounds like he going through one of them little phases, man, as a kid. You feel me? Because when you're a teenager and all that, you go through shit. Go through a few things, you feel me? And that's when T.I. got that nigga in the head, like, talking about, you can't do shit with me. You can't do shit with me. that nigga was hella mad. I was like, damn. That is some wild shit, boy. That is some wild shit. But yeah, man. You know? It's been funny as fuck looking at that shit lately. Man, you got everybody making skits about that shit. I'm just like, god damn. That shit is crazy as fuck, bro. Hella crazy. But yeah, in other news, what they also been talking about was Blueface's interview. I think it was Jaden or something like that. I guess Jaden got interviewed by Marco. So they had a little interview going on. This nigga funny Marco pulled up the picture of her and then Drewski and put that shit side by side, bruh. I ain't gonna lie, this nigga was a fool for that one. That was pretty funny. That's why I was like, oh, hell no. He ain't shit for that one. This nigga was doing too much, but funny Marco, bro. Something wrong with your ass, man. That nigga was like, well, here's a side-by-side. And Shorty was kind of mad, but I'm like, how you gonna be mad when at the end of the day, that's what you look like? And I'm like, why'd you even take a picture of yourself like that? Anyway, she had to know it was a picture of Drewski out there like that. Because, I mean, it was a side-by-side picture. I'm like, damn, somebody took that picture first. I don't know who, but hey, shit, somebody took that picture first, nigga. Yeah, man. I don't know. It was an interview with her and Funny Marco. I guess it was just about her music and a little upbringing and all that shit. I didn't get a chance to check it out. I'll probably go look at it when I get a chance. But I just seen a little glimpse of the shit and what they was talking about. That shit was kind of funny, though, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Shit crazy. Hella crazy. But, what else, bro? I also want to bring something else up, but now I kind of fucking forgot, man. There's been a few things going on in the net today. So, I don't know, man. There's been so much crazy shit going on, too. So, you know, y'all just gotta make sure y'all be safe out there. Another thing that I wanted to put out there was I just dropped some more new music, man. I need y'all to go check that shit out, man. You know, Kim and Sounds been busy lately, so, you know, trying to drop me a little mixtape soon. So once I do get the chance to, like, you know, make sure all these little songs is all put together, trying to make sure all my stuff is organized. Once that shit is done, man, I want to drop some more music for y'all. Get some shit popping back to back. But man, go check out my new singles that I got out right now, bruh. I got Wax Shit, Hypnotic, West Side. My other one is Ain't Forget. So, you know, I got 4 new singles out right now, man. I need y'all to go check that out. Go slap it for me. Let me know how y'all feel about that shit, man. Because at the end of the day, man, shit, Kim and Sounds is coming back in full effect. I'm finna have some more features and shit coming out soon. So, you know, trying to stay busy with it. I'm trying to stay, you know, fluid. But other than that though, man, y'all go check it out, man. Till next time, your boy Kenneth Sounds. Deuces.